There is a secret that most pro athletes, elite CEOs, and high performers all know. They all have a group of world-class coaches working for them to help them optimize their potential. At Super Athlete Radio, our goal is to provide you with the caliber of world-class coaches and guests to help you unlock your potential, dominate your industry, and dominate your life. Let's get better today.
Hey, welcome to Super Athlete Radio. Really excited to be here with you today on this mini episode where we're going to talk about the 8 food rules. We're going to talk about one of my favorite adaptogens that I've been using over the past 10 years to improve athletic performance, and it's getting more and more publicity, and I think rightfully so, and I think that it would be a great supplement for you to experiment with if you are not using it yet. We're also going to talk about the power of drop sets, and then I'm going to share with you something motivational at the end here to get you excited and hyped up to help you move just one step forward. Get 1% better today. That's all we're asking for. 8 food rules. Nutrition, of course, is a controversial, dogmatic subject. And with our clients at Super Athlete, we, of course, look at their specific blood. We look at their specific goals. And we also look at things like blood work and what's going on with their gene testing and things like that before we provide a nutrition plan. But there are kind of 8 guidelines that we have done consistently over the past 10 years with athletes and now with high performers in the business community, entrepreneurs, executives, that if you apply these guidelines, you know, 80-20 principle, of course, but high likelihood you are going to see dramatic drops in inflammation, increases in energy, and overall just better results from training in the gym, whatever it is that you're training for. And I'm really excited to share them with you. So these first 3 are, it's kind of like a general principle that I look at in life, that the fastest thing when you want to improve something, before thinking about what you want to add, think about what needs to be cut out. And in the food world that we live in now, that's being dominated by these billion-dollar companies like Nabisco and Cisco and these pharmaceutical companies, there is just so much junk and so much food out there that if you're not wary and conscious of what you're eating, then it's going to have a dramatic impact on your performance, your body composition, and your longevity. So before we talk about actions to take when it comes to food, we want to talk about what to cut out. And the first thing, of course, is sugar. Sugar is a carcinogen. Sugar causes inflammation in the body. Sugar does so much harm, and it really is the number one thing that if we cut that out, or we say get less than 25 grams per day, then you are going to see a dramatic improvement in your energy, your blood work, and your lifestyle. Now, there's some healthy sugar replacements, things like stevia, things like erythritol, things like honey. Erythritol's become something really common as a replacement. What I've noticed lately, with me anyway, over the past year or two, if I have too much erythritol, my body does not respond very well. So even these somewhat healthier sweeteners, we still want to use them in moderation. There's, of course, some health benefits to honey. We want to use that in moderation. And same thing with stevia and these other healthy sugar alternatives as well. But number one, eliminate sugar. Second food rule, eliminate flour. Flour has become a huge part of the American diet, mostly because of processed food. And the way it's made now, it's made so at such a low cost, so cheaply, that any nutritional value that was there when breads and things like that were made thousands of years ago is completely gone. So flour at this point, whether it's white flour, whether it's dark flour, is inflammatory for you. and you want to replace that with something like coconut flour and or almond flour or something other than the absolute cheapest junk that is put into most processed foods. Again, if you eliminate flour from your diet, you're going to see strong gains almost immediately. And the third thing is, I'm so glad this is getting so much attention now, because this is something that we've been talking about the past 10 years, is seed oils. So vegetable oil, soybean oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, palm oil, cottonseed oil. These things are really inflammatory in the brain. There's a great researcher on this subject, a woman by the name of Kate Shanahan, who wrote a great book called Deep Nutrition a few years ago, where she compared it in terms of what's in those seed oils. It's like we're drinking a furniture varnish. So you think about what that can do to the brain and to the body and what specific goals you have and you maximizing your potential. We want to cut that out, because drinking furniture varnish is not going to help in any way make this the best year ever of your life. And then also understand that because of the corn industry, which is subsidized here in the United States, seed oils and vegetable oils are in almost everything. So you need to be really conscious of what is in there. Even when you go out to eat, a good question to ask is, how are you sauteing this steak, or what kind of oil are you using? Because there's a likelihood that you'll be able to use an alternative, like olive oil, like coconut oil, like tallow. Things like that are all healthy, beneficial alternatives to the seed oils that are so predominant in the standard American diet. Okay, so we want to cut out these three things. Again, if we want to improve at anything, before we want to add stuff in, the easiest thing to do is to cut stuff out. And we want to cut out sugar. We want to cut out flour. We're going to cut out vegetable oil. I don't care if you're vegan, you're carnivore, you're keto. No matter where you are on that spectrum, almost everyone would agree that there's no health benefit to any of these three ingredients. And if someone wants to counter that, please show me the data. All right. Food rule number four. Get at least 50 grams of protein by lunch if you're a woman, 75 grams if you're a man. Increasing protein intake is going to improve training adaptation, energy levels, and performance, especially with our women athletes over the years. What we have found, it has just been an absolute game changer for them to get at least 50 grams of protein by lunch in terms of muscle synthesis, muscle growth, and getting the training, getting the adaptation that they wanted from their sport and their training. And it's the same thing for you in your life. Eat more protein. Ideally, we're pushing for earlier in the day, 50 grams for women, 75 grams for men by lunch. So, 30 grams, 40 grams for breakfast, and then something a couple hours later will work, whether that's, something like a protein shake or something like that. But again, it may not seem like much if I have 30 grams, if I'm a woman, and if I have 50 grams, if I'm a man. But we have seen a dramatic difference in raising that up to 50 grams for women by lunch of protein, and 75 grams for men. It's the same thing for those that want to add muscle. We have seen the differences. Yet, 5 meals a day are good, but if you can get up to 7 meals a day, we have seen a huge, that's where the exponential growth happens when it comes to muscle. So super athlete food rule number four is for women, get 50 grams of protein by lunch, and men 75 grams, and you will see a definitive benefit to your body composition. There's also been some great work out lately by, what is her name, on just how beneficial protein is to longevity. Let me look this up quickly. By Dr. Gabrielle Lyon, where she really connected the amount of protein that you get to longevity. And if you, especially for women, so women, we've had, you know, we've seen the biggest difference in terms of benefit, getting them up to 15 grams of protein by lunch. So I highly recommend that you check out her work. All right. So we want to eliminate sugar. Well, eliminate refined flour, eliminate seed oils, get at least 50 grams of protein by lunch if you're a woman, 75 grams if you're a man. Food rule number 5, we want to eat more saturated fats. These are, of course, alternatives to seed oils, and they come from healthy animals. So grass-fed tallow, grass-fed butter, grass-fed ghee, and olive oil. Get more saturated fats in your diet. I'm a huge fan of grass-fed butter. Of course, Dave Asprey has been on this for a very long time. He even, when he was pushing it, he even had the world in the grass-fed butter shortage. But he's been huge on it. But also, you know, if you look at many of the blue zones, their intake of olive oil is very high. Tallow, there's huge benefits. Coconut oil. So find more ways to get more saturated fats into your diet. All right, food rule number 6. This is where we are starting to get a slightly controversial. Eat less than 50 grams of carbs a day. And the reason I say this is around 80% of people are carbohydrate intolerant. And unless you're sub 10% body fat as a male and sub 15% as a female, we recommend minimizing carbs until you get there. And then we can start incorporating more healthy carbs like sweet potatoes and yams and things like that into your diet. So like a good alternative for those that want to build muscle is, you know, there's kind of the 3 R's to recovery when it comes to training and nutrition. That's replenish, rehydrate, and repair. Repair is eating protein. Rehydrate is getting good water with electrolytes. And then replenish is with carbohydrates. And either you can have your 50 grams after you work out, which would be ideal, or we recommend taking 60 grams of glutamine post-workout to get the benefits that you would get from the carbohydrates while also helping you get down a single-digit body fat percentage and getting you where you want to go. So rule number 6, minimize carbs. Again, 80% of people are carb intolerant. And, you know, once we get you down to sub 10% body fat, if you're a man, sub 15% if you're a woman, then we can discuss adding more to your diet. Food rule number 7 is get more omega-3s in your diet. More omega-3s are going to help with recovery and cognitive functioning. And ideally, you're getting them from a high-quality fish oil. I really like Carlson's cod liver oil. Nordic Naturals is really good. A lot of fish oils are rancid, so that's why you got to be careful with these. And, you know, I take an extraordinary amount. What we've been experimenting with the last couple months is like 30 grams a day. And all I've seen is benefit. People have complimented me on how I look younger. I've had more energy. And then if you look at like human beings evolutionarily throughout history, we were at some point when we were hunting, we were scavengers as well. So after all the big game got, you know, the big predators got the meats from the carcass, you know, we would get the bone marrow. We would crack the skull and get the brain and things like that. And those are all filled with omega-3s, which are really beneficial for us. So you compare that to what we're getting now, and just our body is designed at this point to get way, way, way more omega-3s than we currently have in our diet. So I would recommend at least 15, 20 grams a day, omega-3s, high quality. Carlson's cod liver oil is my favorite. Nordic Naturals are great as well. At Super Athlete, we're working on a fish oil currently, but we're making sure that we get it that meets the quality because there's so many rancid fish oils out there. Okay. And food rule number 8, eat a meat and nuts breakfast, my personal favorite pre-workout. This is breakfast is going to provide you with sustained energy throughout the day. It's also going to activate neurotransmitters like dopamine, acetylcholine to give you motivation and drive, much better than those pre-workouts that have a bunch of junk in there like sucralose and Red 40 and all kinds of things. A meat and nuts breakfast is going to give you sustained energy throughout the day while also activating neurotransmitters, even beneficial if you can add a couple eggs that are going to increase your motivation, increase your drive, and get you prepared to have a day of high performance. To all my vegans listening, there are replacements for those, but in terms of nutrient density, meat nuts is simple. I like using a variety of meats, preferring steak and wild game. And then nuts, you don't want to eat too many of those because of the phytic acid. But, you know, a few macadamia nuts, a few walnuts, a few almonds, and you will be good to go. So those are the 8 super athlete food rules. Eliminate sugar. Eliminate flour. Eliminate seed oils, eliminate saturated fat, eat more saturated fats. Get at least 50 grams of protein a day if you are a woman, 75 grams if you are a man. And eat less than 50 grams of carbs a day. Around 80% of people are carb intolerant, unless you're sub 10% as a male, sub 15% as a female. We recommend minimizing those carbs. And we, of course, at Super Athlete can help you get there. If that's what you'd like, you can schedule a free coaching call below. Get more omega-3s in your diet. And number 8, eat a meat and nuts breakfast. All right. Rhodiola rosea has been one of my favorite adaptogens for a long time. I got into adaptogens at this point over 10 years ago. And I love messing, experimenting with them. We love putting them in drinks. We're Fiance and I are experimenting with the adaptogen drink series. And I just think rhodiola, maybe beyond creatine and fish oil. And I'm trying to think what else, but I would put rhodiola up top in terms of supplements to take because there's so many benefits to it. Mentally, it helps lower stress. It improves work capacity. And I'm just so glad that it's now getting so much recognition. Andrew Huberman was talking about it. Andy Galpin just went on the Tim Ferriss radio podcast show, and he was talking about it. And there is been plenty of research on it at this point. And so it started where kind of rhodiola comes from. Was in the Nordic countries, Eastern Europe, and Asia. And for a long time there, it's had a reputation for enhancing mental and physical performance, decreasing symptoms of fatigue and depression, increasing work productivity, and providing antioxidant and anti-inflammatory effects, among others. So how many? That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 really powerful benefits. Current research has clearly established R. rosea as a phytomedicinal plant with adaptogenic effects, which is able to enhance the body's nonspecific resilience to physical and mental stresses and normalize its functions. So rhodiola, again, the reason I'm bringing it up today is that I'm just really excited that it's getting so much benefit now. And of course, you want to get high quality rhodiola. I have always felt the benefit of Herb Farm. Again, this is something that we're looking at creating with Super Athlete in terms of our supplement line. Again, we just want to make sure that it meets the standard and meets the quality. And I highly recommend you try it out. I like it in tincture form. You can mix it in your drink. Ideally, I take mine about an hour before pre-workout, an hour before workout as part of a pre-workout routine. And it is super beneficial. So rhodiola rosea, highly recommend that you add it into your, or at least experiment with adding it to your supplement list. All right, I'll read you something I read to my boys earlier. Francis Ngannou is one of the baddest men on the planet. Personally, what he did with Tyson Fury in his first ever boxing match was absolutely incredible. So this is what I want you to imagine. Imagine you were to secure a world championship fight with Francis Ngannou. Fearful for your life, you hire legendary MMA coach Asim Zaidi, and you commit to the perfect diet, the perfect training regimen. You do everything within your power to prepare yourself to fight Francis. You step into the ring in an impeccable physical and mental condition, and Francis still destroys you within 15 seconds. You did everything you possibly could have done and still lost. You're just not as good of a fighter as Francis Ngannou. That, my friends, is what we call a bearable loss. But if you were lollygagging in training, you didn't really eat right, and let your random friend you grew up with train you, and then Francis knocks you out in 15 seconds, now you have what we call an unbearable loss. You have to live the rest of your life not knowing what would have happened had you done your best. In the back of your mind forever, you will know that you didn't only lose to Francis Ngannou, you lost to yourself. The fight wasn't you versus Francis, it was you and Francis versus you. And my challenge to you today, as we exit this podcast, is, are you doing everything that you can with your specific goals to maximize your potential? Because again, we're all about process here, right? So even if you don't get specifically what you want, you're going to come pretty damn close if you're doing everything, and you're going to have what's called a bearable loss. You don't want to have an unbearable loss. So my challenge to you today is to make sure that you're challenging, pushing yourself, finding the right community, getting your body dialed in, getting your mindset dialed in, and using this opportunity right in front of you to get in the best physical and mental condition of your life. I'll see you guys at the next episode.